live coverage of Marathon Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, EM 1390, FM 93.9. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, Ministry Healthcare, Intercity State Bank, Scafidi Motors, Hubda Orthodontics, Riverview Hospital, Wausau Mine Company, Precision Glass and Door, Easy Living Management, Charlie's Hardware, Mid-State Technical College, James Krasinski Forest Products, Bullseye Credit Union, Stone Innovations, Mullins Cheese, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Green Heck Fieldhouse and Marathon Cup Hockey. And tonight, we've got a couple of matchups for you here. First up, it's going to be Wausau East and Wausau West, and then D.C. Everest and Moser East will square off in Game 2 of our tournament here tonight. The two losers and two winners will then play on Saturday to see who takes home the cup. And the Lumberjacks are coming off a pretty good performance against Stevens Point. On Tuesday night, they played to a 1-1 overtime tie, and East goaltender Ian Corbett, 49 saves in the game, and certainly the Lumberjacks had their chances to knock off Spash, couldn't get that big goal, and they'll have their work cut out for them tonight against Wausau West. Now, traditionally, the Warriors play well here at Green Heck. The Lumberjacks, not so much. They have not had much luck here at the Marathon Cup Tournament over the years. West coming in with a record of 3-2, but that's fairly deceiving, as the Warriors play one of the toughest schedules, if not the toughest schedule in the state. And those two losses came to Green Bay, Notre Dame, and University School, two of the better teams in the state traditionally as well. East coming in with a record of 2-0-1. They've beaten Toma in overtime and Altoona and tied with Spash on Tuesday night. The other thing is that West has had this week off. They haven't played since the weekend and did not play Tuesday night, so they'll be fresh tonight. And they have a lot of depth, four or five lines that they can run out there. The Lumberjacks, obviously, their numbers are not as big, and so they will be tested. Their conditioning will be tested here tonight, and we'll see if they can keep their legs going in a third period of a game here on the big ice at Green Heck. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk more about these teams and what they've done so far this season. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Hubda Orthodontics of Wausau and Merrill are proud supporters of all area athletes and wish them all good luck. They understand success takes great dedication. It's that same dedication that has made Hubda Orthodontics the area's first choice for your orthodontic needs for over 20 years. Hubda Orthodontics specializes in care for children 7 and up and teens to adults. No referral is needed. Hubda Orthodontics of Wausau and Merrill, where your smile is their specialty. Hubda Orthodontics, 842-5459.
Too busy during the week? Riverview Medical Center now offers weekend MRI appointments. Weekend MRI patients receive the same personal, high-quality care as weekday patients. Weekend MRI patients also receive the same quick report turnaround to their referring doctor as weekday patients. To learn more about this new service or to schedule an MRI, call Riverview at 715-421-7430. 715-421-7430.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You took your car to a dealership?
Yep.
And they didn't try to sell you a bunch of stuff you didn't need.
Yep.
And gave you a better price than my guy?
See for yourself.
Let me see here. Oh, my.
Dealership quality repairs and service at better than independent mechanic prices. It'll blow your mind at Safidi Motors Service Center off Highway 66 in Stevens Point. Stop by today for a $23.97 oil change and a free car wash at Scafidi.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Green Heck Fieldhouse. The Zamboni doing its work. The teams have warmed up. They'll be getting out here to start up this first matchup here tonight. East and West, a game that will count in the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings. And also will send the winner on to the Marathon Cup Championship game on Saturday night. We'll have all of those games for you. Two games tonight, two games Saturday from Green Heck right here. And then tomorrow night, it'll be a doubleheader of high school basketball as DC Everest and Wausau East will square off at the East Gym. Girls first, the boys to follow, and we'll have both of those games for you tomorrow night. But we're talking hockey here tonight, and if we take a look at what the four teams in this tournament have done so far this season, it's pretty good. Wausau West, as we mentioned, coming in with a record of 3-2. They started the season with a 2-1 win over the defending high school champions in the state of Clear Memorial. Their other wins coming against Northland Pines, a 3-1 decision, and they beat Milwaukee Marquette 7-0 on Friday. The two losses to Green Bay Notre Dame, 4-2, and University School 1-0. That game was played on Saturday down in suburban Milwaukee. So when you look at that schedule, outside of Milwaukee Marquette, and they traditionally are a good team too, maybe down a little bit this year, that's five excellent teams the Warriors have played so far this season, and they're 3-2 on the year. The Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, 2-0-1, with wins coming over Toma in overtime, 4-3 in their opener. They won on the road to Altoona and won 3-0, and they skated to a wall tie with Spash this past Tuesday night in their Wisconsin Valley Conference opener. The Lumberjacks with small numbers, but as you'll hear from Coach Dina Rasmussen during our first intermission, they don't try to dwell on what they don't have. They just try to get the most out of what they do, and so far they've been doing that. The guys that have been out there have really been putting it all out there, and we'll see if they can do that here tonight and how long they can sustain it. Normally what happens in a situation like this, the adrenaline will get you through a period, maybe a period and a half, and that's where conditioning will have to take over. As most of the Lumberjacks get a lot of ice time, and by the third period, especially after playing an overtime game on Tuesday night, we'll see how their legs handle it. DC Everest and Mosin E will score off in our second game tonight. The Evergreens coming in with a record of 2-3, but they have really turned it around since starting the season with three straight losses. And they started those that season with three losses that were, they didn't score a goal. They lost to Northland Pines 3-0, Wisconsin Rapids 4-0, and University School 5-0. Before breaking through on Saturday against Milwaukee Marquette 3-0. And then Tuesday night, they put the hurt on Marshfield 9-1. So the Evergreens coming in to tonight's game 2-3. And Mozanini under new coach Jordan Schmidt, 3-0-1 to start the season, with wins over Medford 9-1, Cedarburg 5-4, and Lakeland 8-3. And they also skated to a 2-2 tie with Appleton United. And if that name sounds familiar, Jordan Schmidt is not too far gone from being a player in this tournament. He played for Wausau West, graduated a couple of years ago. He's a student at UW Stevens Point, and he has taken over the Mosin E hockey program for Derek Yankowski, who resigned in the summer. And so it was a quick turnaround that Mosin E had to find a coach. Schmidt has been an assistant with the Indians for a couple of years and has taken over and starting his coaching career very early and pretty successfully as well with a 3-0-1 record. We'll hear from both Coach Van Slyke for the Evergreens and Coach Schmidt from Mosin E during our second game here tonight. Also on the schedule in hockey around the area, Marshfield is playing at Wisconsin Rapids in a Valley contest. Wapaka is at Tomahawk tonight. There's also some boys basketball on the schedule, including Wittenberg, Vernonwood, and Iola Scandinavia. Girls hoops tonight, including Abbotsford and Rapids Assumption, Athens at Pittsville, Shawangans at Stratford, Marshfield Columbus playing at Spencer. Wausau Newman is at home tonight. They're taking on Ribletti. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups. We'll do that next. You're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwausau.com. And click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho-ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Belt Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate is 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Green Egg Fieldhouse. The Zamboni has done its work. We're awaiting the teams to hit the ice. We'll have the introductions of the starting lineups, the national anthem, and we'll get started here. East and West in game one of this Marathon Cup tournament. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First of all, for the Wausau West Warriors, the defending Marathon Cup champions, in goal will be Sam Wiegert, 5'10", 170-pound senior. Wiegert, a three-year starter for this Wausau West Warrior team. The defenseman to start tonight, John Metzinger, a 6'2", 205-pound senior, and Adam Parcells, 6'5", 190-pound junior. That's some beef on the blue line for the Warriors with some very heavy shots. So that'll be very interesting to see how the Lumberjacks, who are pretty good at blocking shots, want to get in front of those big blasts from Metzinger and Parcells. Starting line for the Warriors tonight, Zach Peterson, 5'5", 162-pound senior. Logan Clement, 6', 177-pound senior. And Justin Zahn, a 5'11", 165-pound senior. For head coach Pete Susans, he's assisted by Steve Brown, Brian Brandt Jr., Chris Grosskreutz, and Matt Skogstad. For the Lumberjacks, in goal will be Ian Corbett, 49 saves the other night for Corbett in the tie with Stevens Point, 5'9", 195-pound senior. The defenseman to start tonight, Sam Romanski, 6'3", 200-pound junior, and Trevor Holcomb, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And the starting line tonight, Landon Daigle, 5'7", 140-pound sophomore, Andrew Daigle, 6'1", 160-pound senior, and Nick DeBorde, who had the goal the other night against Stevens Point. He's a 6'1", 170-pound junior for co-head coaches Dean Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. Lumberjack Warrior Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Also by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. All right, we'll take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll get started and drop the puck. It's the Warriors and the Lumberjacks in Game 1 of the Marathon Cup Hockey Tournament. Coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Hubda Orthodontics of Wausau and Merrill are proud supporters of all area athletes and wish them all good luck. They understand success takes great dedication. It's that same dedication that has made Hubda Orthodontics the area's first choice for your orthodontic needs for over 20 years. Hubda Orthodontics specializes in care for children 7 and up and teens to adults. No referral is needed. Hubda Orthodontics of Wausau and Merrill, where your smile is their specialty. Hubda Orthodontics, 842-5459.
Stone Innovations was formed in 1998. Their success is measured by the company's growth, ranking them among Wisconsin's largest stone fabricators for homes, commercial business, and public structures. Stone Innovations operates with some of the most advanced fabrication equipment in the industry with a staff of highly trained craftsmen. Their installation crews bring to each customer a professional installation in the least amount of time. Stone Innovations, for the look of a lifetime. Plover and Rhinelander, visit them at Stone Innovations.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Since 1980, Wausau Mine Company has been serving the Wausau area with great food and drink in a truly unique dining atmosphere. Hi, this is Dan Wage. There's more to why we've been a part of your lives for so long. It's 30-plus years of using only the finest ingredients, and we pride ourselves on still cooking the old-fashioned way, from scratch. Experience it yourself. Visit the Wausau Mine Company on Stewart Avenue in Wausau today.
Come enjoy the good times. It's the only place for you.
Want to boost skills in your current job or train for a new career? Are you a recent high school grad looking for your niche? Don't be just another number in the crowd. Graduate to a whole new future at Mid-State Technical College. MSTC grads gain the real-world skills and experience they need to get jobs. In fact, 85% of their graduates are employed within 6 months of graduation. Call 888-575-MSTC or apply online at mstc.edu. Mid-State Technical College. Enroll. Learn. Succeed.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers. You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups with support from Pfizer Oncology.
We are Fox Sports!
Back here at the Green Egg Fieldhouse. The lineups have been announced, the national anthem has been played, and we are ready for hockey here. The Lumberjacks and the Warriors in the first game of the Marathon Cup. West is in their dark blue with the gold and white trim. East is in white with the black and red trim. And we'll see what the Lumberjacks can do with Wausau West here tonight at Green Egg Fieldhouse. East-West Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. They only have one scoreboard working here tonight. For some reason, the other one is not. Ian Corbett in net for East. Sam Wiegert is between the pipes for the Warriors. And it will be Landon Dadle taking the draw against Logan Komet to start. Both teams at center ice. And we're underway. And the Lumberjacks will win the opening draw. Send it ahead into the left zone, but the West defenseman immediately sent it out. Cross-ice pass. Here comes Zach Peterson. He's going to skate it out. Tries to pass to the side. Well, off his stick. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they will. Off the center ice. Now it's poked behind. The West defense slides all the way to the corner. He's coming in on the forecheck. That's Nick DeBoney, but it's grabbed by John Metzinger. He flicks it past ahead. Lumberjacks send it back the other way from center ice. And the Warriors control it. Adam Parcells sends the pass ahead. They wave off icing. West is going to get a change as East will chase down the loose puck. One man on the puck for the Warriors. They're going to center it fast. Can't get a shot away, though, and East will bring it back the other way. Here comes Ben Speck. He's going to send it in deep and give chase. Speck chasing it. Ben Filkowski is out there for the Warriors on defense. Puck is sent over to the near boards by West. They look to break it out, and they will. Long pass ahead. Now, cross ice pass, they've got a man down in the corner. That's Cale Bowman. He skates it behind the East net. Raymond tries to get rid of it. Instead, it's flicked back into the opposite corner by the Warriors. Now the Lumberjacks grab it. Breakout pass out to center ice goes off the stick of Feck. And now grabbed by West. They're going to bring it back in. Kevin Conley had it for a moment. Pull checked away from him. Now East is going to send it the length of the ice. That's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. You may see more icing calls than normal here tonight, especially for the Lumberjacks. It's a way of getting some rest. The difference is you give up a lot of defensive zone face-offs then, and obviously that's not good when you have a team as talented as the Warriors trying to put together a play. Face-off will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Justin Anderson taking the draw for West. Puck is behind the East net, slides to the corner. DeBoney tried to clear it, couldn't get it out. West sends it out to the point, held in by Parcells. He tries to knock it to the corner. Grabbed down there by Drew Pearson. Battle for the puck. It's pinned up against the boards. Trevor Holcomb trying to dig it out of there. It's sent all the way to the opposite boards. Parcells will hold it in from the blue line down into the corner. Anderson sends it back out to the point. Now East clears it, and now getting behind the defense is DeBoney. Sends it in, but nobody there for the Lumberjacks, so West is going to send it back the other way. Big check at center ice. Sam Romanski dumping down Justin Anderson to stop that attack. Lumberjacks look to break it out. And they will get it out of the zone to center ice. West goes D to D with it. John Metzinger sends the pass ahead. And into the zone comes Anderson. Justin Anderson down into the corner. Holcomb's on him. Puck flies behind the East net again. Most of the game so far has been played in the East defensive zone. Lumberjacks looking to clear it, and now they will. Here's a shot thrown in that goes way wide from outside the blue line. Beck's going to hold it in, flick it down into the corner. Coming down there to get it for the Lumberjacks is Gabe McGinnity. Warriors look to break it out, and they will. Here they come. Back the other way comes West. Justin Zahn is going to carry it in, but offside is the call against the Warriors. Somebody got caught in early, and the faceoff will come outside the zone. 14-16 to play here. First period, no score from our first game tonight at the Marathon Cup Hockey Tournament at Green Egg Fieldhouse. Ben Feck takes the faceoff against Logan Komet. Warriors control it and try to dump it in deep. It's grabbed by Nick Piskula. The school sends it out of the zone. Warriors chase it down at center ice. They go D to D with it. Sheldon Oja will send it in deep for Wausau West. It slides to the near corner. Zach Peterson over there sends it out to the point. Knocked back in deep by Parker Daly. Centering pass out. Fanning on the shot right on the doorstep was Oja. Make that Peterson. And here comes East back the other way. Beck gets behind the defense in the corner. Avoids the check. And the Warriors look to control it. Jack Knuckles is trying to dig it out of there, but West Peterson sends it to find his own net, and the Warriors look to break it out. They get it to center ice. Romanski tries to send it back, pass back for Knuckles, but he couldn't handle it. West is going to dump it in and get a change. Lumberjack sends it back the other way, and it's chased down by Adam Parcells. Parcells sends it to center ice. The Warriors will send it in. There's a shot, and that went wide off the stick of Alex Kessler. Out to the point, another shot thrown in. That didn't get through, deflected. But still in front, and now the Lumberjacks will grab it and clear the zone. Holcomb's long pass. He was trying to get it to DeBoney, but that was intercepted, broken up nicely by Kessler, sent back in by the Warriors. Out to the point, Parcells, hard wrister, and a glove save made by Ian Corbett, and we get a whistle. 12:52 to play here, first period, no score. ourselves with a hard wrist shot that got through and Corbett made the save. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. Faceoff down into the corner, sent behind the east net. Trevor Holcomb is going to try to pick it up there. Held in by the Warriors. Now here comes Kevin Conley. Conley tries to center, and it's knocked behind the net once again. Now comes out in front. There's a shot. That went wide. Warrior center again goes behind the net to the corner. Alex Kessler sends it out to the point. They go D to D with it. Metzinger with the shot way wide. Warrior still controlling it. They get it in the slot. There's a shot. The rebound in front. No goal. That was close. Comes out in front again and now out of the zone. East is able to clear it. Warriors putting on some pressure here. Comes into the zone again. Lumberjack sends it right back out to center ice. McGinnity tries to control it. Now it's grabbed by West. Drew Pearson's going to carry it in. Pearson takes the shot. Corbett made a save on that. Behind the net, it goes. Battle for it back there. Justin Anderson has it for the Warriors. They try to set up. There's a shot that deflects up and out of play off the stick of Sheldon Oja. 11:49 to play. First period, no score. Game one of the Marathon Cup Hockey Tournament. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett once again. Comes right out to the Warriors in the slot. Shot, Corbett, Oven, and Corbett save, and it popped up in the air, and then went wide of the net. West holds it in. All the way around to the opposite boards. Cody Krasowski out there for the Lumberjacks. He's getting their third line out there for a shift here. They've got to get some rest for those first two lines. Now, Krasowski's going to carry it out. He's going to get a wobbly shot on net. Wiegert sticks that behind the net. Here comes West back the other way. Warriors, Justin Anderson sends it into the zone. Behind the east net again. Down in the corner. Andy Cravens trying to dig it out of there for the Lumberjacks. Sends it all the way over to the far boards. Krasowski knocks it down there. Now sends it behind the east net again. Cravens looking. Now sends it off the boards out to Devorty. Devorty's going to flick it out. Can they get it out of the zone? No. Held in. Now it's out to center ice. And here comes East. Landon Tatum carries it in. Poke checked away nicely. Nice defense right there by Oja for the Warriors. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Send the puck behind the west net. But they can't mount any more of an attack than that. Warriors look to break it out. And here they come. Cross ice pass. They send it into the zone. Sam Romanski is going to chase it down for the Lumberjacks, deep in his own zone. And he's going to carry it ahead. Now, cross-ice pass. Nobody there for the Warrior. For the Lumberjacks, they were changing, and the skater was coming off the ice. Now they do grab control of it. Nick Devorty has it. Flicks the pass to Romanski. Romanski's going to send it in on net. Wiegert sticks that to the corner. Lumberjacks are going to get a partial change here. Warriors will attack. Here comes Metzinger. Metzinger carrying it across center ice and will dump it in. Slides behind the east net. Battle for it there. And a nice takeaway by, I believe that's Speck. Sends it ahead. Devorty got dumped out at center ice as he tried to flick it in. Here comes West. Now coming off the bench is Cravens to break up that attack. He's back the other way. This is Dave McGinnity. His shot deflects up in the air. It's going to go all the way into the corner. Battle for it there. McGinnity gets knocked down hard. Here comes West back the other way. Kevin Conley sends the pass ahead. Behind the defense! And Corbett with a big save. Alex Kessler coming in clean. And Corbett made the save. He's able to clear the zone. That's a big save right there. As a nice pass from Conley got Alex Kessler a breakaway. And West couldn't get it in. Warriors will flick it in deep and give chase again. Centering pass out to the slot. There's a shot. Corbett with the save on a shot by Parker Daly. Puck comes to the corner. Battle for it along the boards. Now the Warriors will skate it out high slot. Backdoor pass to the defenseman who dumps it in deep. Battle behind the net. That's Piscula for the Lumberjacks. And Ben Feck. Warriors come out of there with it. Conley turns, shoots. That goes wide to the corner. Now an overskate by the defenseman. He's able to clear the zone to center ice. And Jack Knuckles tried to make a move. Lost the handle on it. Here comes West back the other way. Goes into the defensive zone for the Lumberjacks. Randy Cravens will grab it. Lumberjacks clear it out again, but the Warriors will bring it right back in. Centering pass. Oh, they had a man. One-timer, though. Couldn't get much on that one. That was Alex Stilkowski. Goes to the corner. Up, up, a puck pops up in the air, Warriors have it behind the east end again. That pass is deflected to the far boards. There's a shot attempt from the corner. Tough angle and was deflected, blocked by the Lumberjacks. Warriors still have it, battle behind the net, slides to the corner now. They send it out to the point. Parcells takes a shot. That stays on the ice. Deflected, didn't get through. Comes out to the opposite point. Metzinger dumps it in. Cravens poke checks that away, and he's able to clear the zone again. Lumberjacks will get a change. Warriors will look to attack. Long pass ahead. And into the zone they come. Justin Anderson. Battle out there. One of the players lost his glove. It's on the ice. Puck set behind the east end all the way to the corner. Warriors have kept this game in their offensive zone for most of this first period. Lumberjacks, I think, had maybe one, maybe two shots on goal. Puck behind the east end again. There's a centering pass. That deflected away by Landon Deedle. Lumberjacks looked to clear and held in. Held in the zone by Ben Filkowski. Down in the corner. Warriors grab it. Try to center it. It's poked away. Romanski has it. He's knocked off the puck. Trying to find it now. Warriors have a centering pass. That's knocked behind the net again. Warriors looking to center it again, and they can't get a shot. Now walking it in. There's a shot. They go high. That might have gone off the pipe. Maybe Corbett got a piece of that. And it goes up and out of play. Warriors keeping the pressure out here, but they haven't been able to find the back of the net yet. 7:02 to play first period. No score. Both teams will change here. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Face-off to the right of Ian Corbett. There's a shot off the face-off, and Corbett makes another save on a hard shot by Alex Gessler. And we get another whistle. Well, it's about time when the adrenaline will start running off, and Lumberjacks have to start getting some offense going here. Play a little bit on the other end of the ice. Face off behind the east end again. Grabbed by Ben Feck. Feck will try a long cross ice pass. Gets it on the stick of Jack Knuckles, who will flick it in deep. Parcells sends it around the net to the opposite boards. He's looking to hold the zone, and they can't. The Schooler chases it down at center ice. He's going to try to send it back in. Now the official gets checked into the boards. And the Warriors will send a long pass ahead. That's going to be on net, so there's no icing. Metzinger tried a long pass that went all the way to the other end, but Corbett had to make a save on that. The puck comes out of the zone now, chased out at center ice by the West defenseman. John Metzinger sends it behind the net to Parcells, who will pass it ahead. Here comes Kevin Connolly. Connolly will bring it ahead. Splits two defenders, but again, offside called on the Warriors. Connolly carrying it in, and offside is the call. Kevin Connolly is a junior for the Warriors, but he's already declared he's going to the University of Denver to play hockey somewhere down the road. Made his decision early. Warriors win the draw back to their defense, but now they carry it in. Anderson takes the shot. That deflects up and out of play. Lumberjacks continuing good defensive play that they showed the other night against Stevens Point in that 1-1 overtime tie. These defense, and not only the defense from the defensemen, but defense from the forwards as well, was very good the other night. Puck comes behind the net. Romanski tries to send it to the corner. Nobody there for East. Set back behind the net. Holcomb will chase it down in the corner, send it along the boards. Austin Cummings looks to clear it and does. Going to roll all the way to the other end. They wave off icing because one of the Warrior defensemen touched it. And coming in on the forecheck, Eric Schumacher for the Lumberjacks. He's doing a nice battle there. Krasowski's going to come in and help him now. And he's sent along the near boards. But here come the Warriors. Holcomb had to stay back and break up that attack. Carrying it into the zone, though, is Drew Pearson. Sent all the way around the east net again to the far corner. Warriors send it out to the point. Here's a big slap shot and a score. I don't know if that was deflected, but West will get on the board first. A big slapper from the point by Sheldon Oja. And it either got through clean or it was deflected. Or that maybe was screened. There was a lot of traffic in front. And the Warriors have the lead here 1-0 with 5:19 to play in the first period. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from East co-coach Dina Rasmussen. Face off at center ice. And the Warriors will grab it back to their defenseman. Parcells will skate it ahead. Parcells into the zone, now flicks it backhanded down into the corner. Slippery pass by the Warriors, comes in front again, pops up in the air, he drops it to, pass it to the corner, and then tries to clear it and does. Warriors will bring it right back into the zone. Centering pass. There's a shot. That goes wide off the stick of Logan Clement. Comes out to the point. Metzinger. Metzinger looks, looks, now shoots. That deflected off a leg and went wide. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they will. McGinnity gets it out of the zone. Knocked back in by West. Cross-ice pass. Cravens needs to get rid of it. He's being pressured. And now Knuckles will get it out to center ice. Warriors will grab it. Metzinger flicks it ahead. Now this is Zach Peterson into the zone. He gets the puck knocked away. McGinnity at the school over in the corner for the Lumberjacks trying to grab it. Controlled though by Cale Bowman for the Warriors. Centering pass by West, knocked away by Cravens to the near boards, out to the point. Metzinger goes cross ice. Parcells lines up, shoots, and that was deflected down. West got a shot on the rebound, but Corbett made another save. Parcells threw it in from the blue line, and it went right into the body of Cale Bowman, who, when it dropped to the ice, put the puck on net, but Corbett made the save, and we get a whistle with 4:06 to play here in period number one. Battle off the faceoff. West controls it again. Sent off the side of the net and then behind the east net. Centering pass. Warriors puck in front, and Corbett dives on it and covers it up, or else the net came off. As we got a whistle, lots of traffic again in front of Ian Corbett. This has been a walk in the park so far for West goalie Sam Wiegert. He hasn't had a whole lot of business down here on the end of the ice where we are. We are set up at ice level in the West defensive zone. Not a whole lot of traffic down on this end so far. Most of the game has been played in the East defensive zone. Romanski sent it behind his own net. Holcomb over to the boards to Cummings. Looks to clear. Comes out to the point. Held in. Shot thrown in. From the point by Ben Filkowski, and that's deflected up and out of play by Ian Corbett. 3:39 to play in the first. 1-0 Warriors. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest and Mosinee in Game 2 of the Marathon Cup. About a half an hour or so after this one is completed. Faceoff, and West with a shot. Colbert with another save. He's down on the ice. That was a shot from a low slot by Justin Anderson. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. Can't get it out. West able to hold the zone. Now it's grabbed by Romanski. Hooked off his stick. Now sent off the boards and out by the Lumberjacks. They wave off icing. It's run down by Parcells on the other end. And West will quickly break it back the other way. He's unable to get a shot away again. At center ice, Jack Knuckles will flick it ahead. That pops into the zone. Then Feck will give chase for East. Parcells sends it behind his own net. Feck almost got a stick on that. Parcells gets it back. Dangerous pass in front all the way out to center ice. It's grabbed by Romanski. He's going to send it in on net. Wiegert gloves that and sends it to the corner. Parcells will grab it there. He's going to skate it ahead. Across center ice, he'll throw it at the net. A bouncing puck that went wide. Holcomb will grab it for East, try to send it out of the zone. Lumberjacks clear it to center ice. West is going to dump it right back in. Romanski will chase it down behind his own net. Sends the pass ahead to Andrew Dadle. Centering pass, nice one. Landon Dadle. Poke checked away to right at the blue line. Now it's in front. Can they get a shot away? Centering pass on the backhand by Landon Dadle, but they couldn't get a shot away. Puck down in the corner. West is going to grab it. Now held in by the Lumberjacks. In the slot, Landon Dadle for the shot and the goal. A shot and a sepia save. I thought that one got past the glove of Wiegert, but he made the glove save on Andrew Dano. A sweet pass to Andrew Dano. He walked it in, took the shot, tried to go high, and Wiegert made the glove save. Closest thing East has been to the equalizer here in this period, but a nice job of getting a little bit of pressure on the West goaltender. Still 1-0 Warriors, 2:11 to play, first period. Warriors win the draw, sitting around the boards. He's able to hold it in. Feck now carried in front. Poke checked away from McGinnity. And now here comes West back the other way. Kellen Thurlton will carry it out. Now we're going to have our first penalty of the night. It's going to go against the Lumberjacks, and it's going to be an interference call against East. So our first penalty of the night goes against the Lumberjacks. West will be on the power play here for the rest of this period. unless, of course, they score. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you and brought tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Penalty's going to go against Andy Cravens. 2 minutes for interference. And the faceoff will come in the east defensive zone to the left of Ian Corbett. Warriors control it. Out to Messinger. Now they try to center it. They've got a man. That's Conley. He shoots. Corbett got a goal on that. Sent it to the corner. Conley got a good opportunity. Clear shot right from the low slot. Warriors control it. Out on top. This is Conley again. Now he sends it over to Parcells. Parcells back to Conley out on top. Looks. Here's Metzinger. He shoots backdoor pass. That's too hard. Goes to the corner. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. Can't get there fast enough. Now it comes out. Try to send it out. They can't get it out. Now it is. Good job that time by Gabe McGinnity of clearing it to the other end. Warriors chase it down as the Lumberjacks change their penalty killers. East's penalty killers are perfect so far this season. Of course, now that I've changed them. 106 to play here in the period. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they do get it out. Metzinger can't hold the zone. Comes out to center ice. Metzinger sends it over to Conley. Conley will skate it around as the Warriors will set up their attack. Carrying it in now is Alex Gessler. Gessler beats the center. Sent out of there, though, by the Lumberjacks. Back the other way. Andrew Daniel's going to give chase. Short-handed, now he'll slide back as the Warriors set up their attack again. Here comes Sheldon Ocha. Ocha across the red line. He'll send it in deep all the way around to Conley on the near boards. Battle for it there. Jack Knuckles comes out to the point, held in by West. Ben Filkowski out to the point now. This is Conley. He winds up, slap shot, and Corbett with a glove save. 21 seconds remaining in the first period, 35 seconds in the penalty. 1-0 Wausau West, and they are on to that advantage here. Ben Beck takes the draw now for East against Justin Anderson. Battle for the puck comes to the near boards. Filkowski sends it in. It's in front. Lumberjack looks to clear, and they do. All the way to the other end. And with this big ice, it takes a while to come back and get a puck like that. So not much time is going to be remaining here in the period as West will look to try to get one more tack ahead. They're not going to be able to do it. As time will expire on the first period, the Warriors will have 14 seconds of a bad advantage when we begin period number two. And although this game was heavily played in the East defensive zone, they have to be, I think, at least satisfied with only being down one goal against this very strong Wausau West Warriors squad. We'll take a timeout, come back, and hear from East co-coach Dina Rasmussen. We'll do that next. It's 1-0 Wausau West in our first intermission. Back in a moment, you're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.